This is Jay Sekulow, a World War II memorial that includes a statue of Jesus. Forest Service says it has to go.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It has been a part of a World War II memorial for nearly 60 years, but the statue of Jesus right there may soon be removed because one group says it violates the separation between church and state.
Montana Congressman Denny Rehberg is fighting for the statue to stay put.
It's 25 by 25 feet. It's not a problem. We have one group in Wisconsin by the name of Freedom From Religion that thinks there's a hint of some kind of a religious aspect. What it really is, it's a testament to our World War II veterans, and we're outraged. We need a lot of help.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
All right, so here's the statement from the group who wants it to come down, Freedom From Religion Foundation. A Catholic shrine is not an appropriate memorial to all U.S. veterans, such as Jews and the many atheists in foxholes who bravely fought in World War II. This religious monument, rather, would send a message of exclusion and of impermissible governmental preference for Christian veterans, and in particular, Catholic veterans.
Forest Service has backed off. They suggest that they are willing to reconsider the issue, so that we need people from all over the nation to say enough is enough. Let us honor our World War II veterans. It's been there since 1953. Let it stay.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
You know, I hate to tell you that the Freedom From Religion Foundation is back. You know, they weren't satisfied with trying to get the cross removed at the site at Ground Zero to not have it included in the historic museum that's now there about 9/11. Now they've put their focus on a situation that I think, folks, points to how absurd this organization is. Since 1953, a land use permit has been put in place by the Forest Service to the Knights of Columbus to maintain a statue that is a statue of Jesus, but it's actually a memorial to World War II veterans. Now, it's been there for 60 years. Nobody's complained. What's happened now? Well, the Freedom From Religion Foundation filed a complaint. And what did the Forestry Service do when they got the complaint? Ordered its removal, refusing to redo the lease, which has been renewed, by the way, for 5 decades. And now the Obama administration's Department of Interior and the Forestry Service says, nope, violation of church and state, we're going to have it removed. This has got people outraged. The good news is that the Forestry Service has had to open up for public comments a discussion that we can now file formal comments arguing why it's constitutional for this monument to stay. By the way, I'm thrilled that our television audience is here with us today. And by the way, they'll be able to see, the TV audience can see what we're actually talking about, because we're going to have pictures of this memorial displayed throughout the television broadcast. We'll have some of this online, by the way, at ACLJ.org this afternoon. Let me encourage you to do this right now, folks. Do you want to know what is going on here? How outraged are you about the Freedom From Religion Foundation's latest move to remove every vestige of religious symbolism and public symbolism in America's public life? The fact that it has a religious connotation to some. You see these crosses and World War II memorials all over the place. Does anybody think we're establishing a religion here? Or is it simply honoring those who gave the ultimate sacrifice? Folks, our phone lines are open for you. We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. David French is with me, senior counsel for the ACLJ. We've only got about 30 seconds here, David. But you and I have talked right before we went on air. We're concerned that we need to win this administratively because the courts may not be as hospitable as, I think ultimately we'd carry the day, but it'd be a long process and that monument could be removed. We need to focus on this administrative process.
Well, absolutely right. I mean, anytime you can win earlier rather than later, that's a good thing. And what they need to focus on here is this was an action by veterans of the 10th Mountain Division who fought in the Alps in World War II and were putting up a shrine much like the ones they saw in the Alps when they were fighting. That's the history there. This is not just a tribute to the men they fought with, but also a tribute to the very place that they fought.
Well, we've got a letter that's going up, and I believe you can get it at ACLJ.org. You can sign on there. We'll make sure that you can do that. But, folks, here's what I want everybody to do. Go to your phones right now. We're going to have about a couple of weeks here to put together our comments. I'm going to tell you when we come back from the break what the Freedom From Religion Foundation is trying to do about the comments. We're going to beat them. You go to your phones right now. You sign on to this letter we're submitting, and that will make a difference. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to a letter that is actually going to the Forestry Service demanding the renewal of this lease. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
You know their tactics. They targeted the National Day of Prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and even our national motto. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist, anti-Christian group, now has its sights set on removing a significant piece of the history and heritage of Montana. In the 1950s, World War II veterans from the Knights of Columbus put up a statue of Jesus at the Whitefish Mountain Resort. Now the atheist group wants it removed, saying the display is, quote, a ruse and a sham, and calling on the Forest Service to end a long-standing lease that would force the 56-year-old display to go. The ACLJ is taking a stand, fighting to keep this display in place. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to our letter to the Forest Service demanding that the lease be renewed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. Add your name to our letter. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com.
Based upon established current case law, as well as the Establishment Clause of the Constitution, we may be on some tenuous ground to renew the permit.
That's Bill Salmon. He's a U.S. Forest Service media spokesman. Look, this is the new regime. I've been in office for 3 years. This is an attempt to basically remove from protection a monument that is a monument to World War II veterans. Now, I want to get David here to tell you exactly what this monument's about. Then I'm going to tell you what the Freedom From Religion Foundation is doing, and then I'm going to want you to take some direct action. But, David, let's describe this monument. What's it? It was put up by the Knights of Columbus. It was authorized in 1953, established in 1955. What does it represent?
Well, it represents the experience of soldiers in the 10th Mountain Division, which was a division that fought in the Alps in World War II, and incidentally is a division that still exists today and has been deployed to Afghanistan more than any other. And it represents the experience they had of fighting in the Alps, where there were many shrines and pictures of Jesus spread in the mountains there. So this reflects their actual combat experience. So what they're putting up is it's a historical marker of something that they experienced and that they saw, and it meant a lot to them in combat.
So this, folks, I want you to understand what David just said. This is representative of what these soldiers actually experienced when they were fighting in the Alps, because, and I've seen these Jesus statues, as they're called, or shrines, are all over that region of the world. And this was representative of that, but it's clearly dedicated as a World War II memorial. Here's the problem. The Freedom From Religion Foundation filed this lawsuit. They're the ones that nothing fails like prayer. They're the ones trying to get the cross removed from the Ground Zero 9/11 Museum. But they sent out an email. We've got it. And they said for maximum effectiveness, because they want to contact the Forestry Service too. It's now going to be open in the next few days. We're going to start opening it up to comment. For maximum effectiveness, write as an individual and not as someone responding to an action alert, even though they sent out an action alert. So they're saying, hey, don't tell them you're responding to an action alert. Please do not forward this action alert to anyone at the U.S. Forestry Service. This is what they're doing. So here's what we're going to do to counteract that, folks. I want you to go to your phones, and I'm happy to tell you that we are happy for you to say this is a call to action. The reason it's a call to action is it has now been reopened, which is good news, for public comment. We need to hear from hundreds of thousands of you over the next several weeks to make a stand here. We're working on these comments now. We need to speak up and speak out. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is saying, well, don't forward this action alert. Don't tell them we're doing this. We want you to tell them. We're going to be sending out email alerts. We want you to sign up. You go to aclj.org. A couple of hundred of you have already done that already in the last few minutes. 877-989-2255. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call that number right now. Add your name to this letter that is going to the comments, to the Forestry Service, saying keep the Montana's statute in place, the representative World War II statute that includes the Jesus depiction, which is representative, as David just said, of what these soldiers actually experienced during World War II in the Alps. But I need everybody to do it. And we're not going to do what the Freedom From Religion Foundation did, which is don't tell anybody we're doing this. We want you to be engaged. We want the Forestry Service to know that hundreds of thousands of Americans are speaking out. Here's the number. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We want to hear from you. We want them to hear from you as well. This is a great way to do it, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. By the way, we want your comments on air as well. If you want to talk to us about this, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. CeCe Heil is with us. She's a senior counsel for the ACLJ. She's actually been talking with the Forestry Service, getting information. CeCe, very quickly here and very directly, when is the comment period going to open up? Because we're just days away from it.
The Forest Services Department was supposed to make an announcement last week. I just spoke with them this morning. They will be releasing their official press release sometime today. I do know it's going to be a 30-day time period for our comments, and they'll need to be written, and all the details will be in that press release at that time. And then what's interesting is this is at the forest level. When that decision is made, there'll be a 45-day appeal time period. It'll go to the regional office. When that decision is made, then it goes to the Washington office.
Right.
And then from there, it'll go to court. And I think that's what they're
Well, I'm hopeful that it doesn't go to court. What I'm hopeful here is that the American people speak out. We're going to have to – I want to win this in the administrative process if we can. That is our best chance here. When I say it's the best chance, I think we carry the day in court. But you're talking about years. And, David, the problem with the court litigation is in the interim, they could remove it or cover it up or get some kind of temporary restraining order. We saw that with another statue in the Mojave Desert. These things happen. So we're concerned. And today the Supreme Court refused to hear two cases involving crosses at a Utah that were memorial sites for Utah patrolmen. So we want to win this thing administratively. We'll be prepared to defend in court as well, but we want to defend this thing administratively right now.
Well, that's,
administratively.
Well, that's absolutely right. You don't want to put all your eggs in the court basket. And because exactly what you said, we have seen other cases where memorials have been removed for a period of years while the court battle has drug out. And even when you win, you still have had that time period where the monument has been gone, where there was that uncertainty. We would like certainty now.
CeCe, it appears to me very quickly here that the reaction from the Forestry Service is they were not compelled legally to open this back up for comment, but they have done so. And we've got to take that as an opportunity and actually a good sign that they're reconsidering their denial of a lease that's been renewed for 5 decades, that they know the public outcry on this is going to be significant.
Yes, and the Forest Service Department there, they're very aware of everything that's going on, and they're very in tune to what's going on there locally. And so they want to do what's right, and that's what their intent is. And so they're happy to have this public comment time, actually.
Well, we'll see how happy they are. I want them to be happy. Happy is don't remove a monument because a group that makes fun of religion wants it taken down. Don't bend, which they were doing. I don't want to give the Forestry Service a pass here. They were, and I'm somebody that loves the National State Parks. I really think they do a great job, but they were bending, bowing down at the altar of the Freedom From Religion Foundation over a threat of a lawsuit, rather than saying, you know what, we're going to defend a World War II memorial that's been in place, folks, for 50 years. And again, David, I want you to very succinctly say why that was there for people that are watching this on television or that are watching, listening on the radio today. This was there as a representative fact that these members that served in our military actually saw these kind of statues throughout the Alps in
That's
Europe.
That's right. When the 10th Mountain Division was fighting in the Alps in Europe, they came across these statues. So when they came back to the United States, veterans of that division were in these mountains, and they put up and they wanted to put up a statue that represents what they saw in combat. This is actually what you see in the Alps where they fought, and it's been there for more than 50 years as a representation of what they saw during that crucial part of their lives and our nation's history.
All right, folks, I'm going to take your calls, but I want to encourage you right now, go to your phones, add your name to this letter going to the Forestry Service. You know, the Freedom From Religion Foundation saying, well, don't send forward this action alert. Don't tell them we're doing this right as individuals. We're not hiding anything here. We want you to join. We're going to send a mass letter from the ACLJ with hopefully 100,000-plus signatures on this. So you go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. Do not get bullied by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. See, thanks for being with us. We're going to go right to our phones. Dave is calling from New York. He's on line 5. Hi, Dave.
How you doing, Jay? Thanks
Good.
For taking the call.
Sure.
I just have a question. You were talking earlier about these graves, you know, tons and tons of these military graves with crosses representing the spots where our fallen soldiers are laid to rest. But what I want to know is, are these soldiers confirmed Christians, or are these—
Not always. They're utilized as symbols of, you know, look, people understand that a cross can have a multitude of reasons for existence. It can be representing someone's religious faith. For many people, it's a symbol of sacrifice. And that's why you see these on the sides of the road. You see them in World War II areas. Look, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, I'm sure if there was a Star of David up there, would object as well. But this is, as David French just said, who serves in the military, is a captain in the Army, understands this is an attempt to remove a part of history here, Dave, because this is what these soldiers experience. And David, I don't think we could say that enough, because that's really what was going on here.
Well, that's exactly right. Why put a statue of Jesus in the middle of a mountain? Why? Because it's what they saw when they were fighting in World War II. It exactly represents their experience. And soldiers who served in the Alps would write back and recount their tales of stumbling upon these monuments, these shrines in the middle of the Alps, and it meant a lot to them. So this is reflecting their experience. That's why it's historical. That's why it has meaning to our nation's history, separate and apart from the obvious religious meaning of a Jesus statue.
Let me tell you what I want you to do here, folks. We're going to take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Do you want to fight back on this thing? What's your comments about the statute staying in place? We're giving you the history. You're not going to get this everywhere else. We're giving you the history of why it's there, what's the purpose, why we're fighting so aggressively. But here's what I've got. I've got the Freedom From Religion Foundation. You know, nothing fails like prayer, Bible warning stickers, get the cross out of the Ground Zero Museum. This is the group. Now they want this World War II memorial removed. It's only been in place since the 1950s. And they're telling their people, don't tell the Forestry Service that we're giving an action alert. We want them to think this is coming from individuals. Folks, here's what I want you to do. I want everybody that's listening to me or watching on television right now, go to your phones right now. You make this call, sign on to this letter that is going, they want public comments. The Forestry Service, we're going to let them know. Hundreds of thousands of Americans are concerned about this. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. I encourage you to sign up online. You can make an online donation as well. We appreciate that. 877-989-2255. Let's not be intimidated. Let's fight back, or ACLJ.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. You know their tactics. They targeted the National Day of Prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and even our national motto. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist, anti-Christian group, now has its sights set on removing a significant piece of the history and heritage of Montana. In the 1950s, World War II veterans from the Knights of Columbus put up a statue of Jesus at the Whitefish Mountain Resort. Now the atheist group wants it removed, saying the display is, quote, a ruse and a sham, and calling on the Forest Service to end a long-standing lease that would force the 56-year-old display to go. The ACLJ is taking a stand, fighting to keep this display in place. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to our letter to the Forest Service demanding that the lease be renewed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. Add your name to our letter. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
1-800-684-3110. Let me quote from the CEO. This is the chief executive operator officer of the Whitefish Mountain Resort. That's where this is located, Whitefish Mountain, Montana. He said, it is somewhat unusual to have a big statue of Christ on the mountain without some sort of way to provide information about why it's there. So I'd give a short verbal history. And here's what he says. Some of our earliest founders and key management staff were part of the 10th Mountain Division. That's in the military. I think when people understand the story, hopefully they will take kind of a pause and think about the need to preserve it. Because right now the Forestry Service, because of this Freedom From Religion Foundation threat, is talking about removing it. But David, we've said it twice. I'm going to say it a third time. You've served in the military. You see things when you're in the field. You've been in Iraq. You know what goes on in the field. There are certain points of remembrance. For these in the 10th Mountain Division, this statute was symbolic of a very significant aspect of what they saw on a regular basis in the Alps.
Well, exactly. I mean, they're in the chaos of combat in the Alps, and they would sometimes stumble across these shrines and these statues that are scattered around the mountains. If you've ever been out there, you'll see them. And so what they did is they're reflecting on their combat experience, and they're in this beautiful setting in Montana, and what do? They put up something that represents their experience that they had, this searing, significant experience in their lives and in our nation's history, and that's what they did. And now the Freedom From Religion Foundation thinks they can take it down because they're offended. It's absurd.
Well, this is a group that's offended about anything religious, but let me tell you something, folks. Take them seriously. They send out an action alert, but they tell their members, don't forward the action alert to the Forestry Service. I want to let the Forestry Service know. Attention, Forestry Service. Freedom From Religion Foundation sent out an action alert to get their people to call. By the way, there's nothing wrong with doing that. You have the right to petition your government for redress of grievance, but we're going to do it very directly and very upfront. Here's what we want you to do. We've got a letter with comments that are going to go into the Forestry Service. I want you to sign on to it. And I don't want to just have a couple of thousand. They have 17,000 members. We have many more than that. But I need to hear from you on this, folks. So either go to ACLJ.org or you go to your phones right now. And we're going to stand for these World War II veterans. We're going to stand for the not just the people of Montana. They will go town by town, city by city, state by state, removing these statues if they think they can get away with it. And we've got to put the pressure on the Forestry Service to renew this lease that they have for the last 50 years. 877-989-2255 is that number. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Lance is calling on line one. Hi, Lance.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Just a comment about this monument.
Yes, sir.
That's a military monument. That's not a religious monument.
That's correct.
That is. If we allow them to do this, they're going to try to take down every single military monument that has any representation of religion behind it or not. On the Vietnam Wall, next to the names of POWs and missing in action, there are crosses inscribed for the sacrifices they made.
But you're absolutely correct. By the way, I had a case similar to this at the Supreme Court of the United States. It involved a Ten Commandments display in Pleasant Grove, Utah. Now, here's what happened, folks, and this was interesting. It was challenged. All of the veterans groups filed on our side. They filed on our side because they knew this would affect the VFW monuments. This would affect the American Legion. This would affect monuments like this. By the way, the case went to the Supreme Court of the United States. We won 9-0. But this one, David, is a little bit different. We've got an administrative process here. CC lined it out, laid it out pretty clear. We've got a 30-day window administratively with the Forest Service. Then we have an appeal right. But we need to really focus right now on getting the Forestry Service to change their position so this does not get removed.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's an ideal opportunity to explain the history behind this monument. It's an ideal opportunity to impact government at the closest level to the people and change course so that we avoid the disasters we've seen in other cases where you've seen crosses yanked down, where you've seen them removed before a final decision in a case. This is an ideal opportunity to make a real difference right now.
Well, let me everybody understand. The Forestry Service has denied the renewal of the special use permit, the 10-year lease. They have denied it right now, so it's been denied. It was denied because of a complaint from the Freedom From Religion Foundation and their continued attempt to eradicate everything with religious symbolism from America's public life. Now, having said that, we have to understand that right now we've got the uphill battle here. But you know what? Those veterans that served in World War II had an uphill battle too. And I think we have the ability to speak out on this in mass numbers. Now, here's what I need. I really want you to focus on this, folks. I need everybody going to their phones right now and speaking out. Here is the number. You can also go to ACLJ.org, sign on to this letter. With the legal comments, they're going to go to the Forestry Service to demand that this monument lease get renewed. That's all we're asking for. Here's the number. 877 877- 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jenna is on line two. She's calling from Montana. Hi, Jenna. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Hey, I would just like to personally put the Freedom From Religion Foundation on notice that us people here in Montana are not stupid. We don't buy their sham and ruse, and we will fight them and the Forest Service to the bitter end to keep our veterans' memorial monuments and our Christian beliefs. They cannot come into my backyard and tell me that something that is sacred to my veteran family is going to be removed. So they should be on notice. We're going to fight them.
Well, I appreciate that, and we need to fight them because they've sent out an action alert, although they don't want the Forestry Service to know it, to 17,000 of their members. We are sending out an action alert, too, by the way, and it's going to go to a lot more than 17,000 people. Let me assure you of that. And, Jen, I appreciate your call. Tomorrow on the broadcast, I want to hear from veterans, too, by the way. But here's the reality. We've got to fight back, and we're going to continue to do that when people like Jenna and others go to the website at aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255 to sign on to the letter. Chris is calling from Colorado. Hi, Chris. You're on the air, sir.
Okay. I do have a problem with it being on public land, and there's more than one reason. If you take the memorial for Iwo Jima,
uh-huh.
one of the most bloodiest battles of World War II,
yeah.
there is no religious symbology in that memorial.
Well, you don't have to have religious symbolism, but this was, if you've been listening to the broadcast, what David French just said was this was what these soldiers actually saw in the 10th Mountain Division. And would you object to crosses on public land?
But they have all.
Do you object to crosses on public land?
On public land, yes, I do.
So at Arlington Memorial Cemetery, you would object to a cross being over a grave of a soldier or a cross in one of the monuments, which there are many of, on public land?
To any religious symbol.
Well, okay. Well, good. I mean, that you have the right to do that. This is America. That's just not the way it works. We don't remove a symbol simply because it's religious. But this is the problem with a Christian. I appreciate you calling and sharing your views. I just fundamentally disagree. And I think the Supreme Court of the United States would disagree as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, what you have here is actual historical reason to put a statue like that here, and because it's what they saw. You know, the Iwo Jima monument symbolizes the most important and powerful image of Iwo Jima, which was the raising
right.
of the flag on top of the volcano. Well, here is an important and powerful image that these soldiers experienced. And how do we know it's one that they experienced and was powerful to them? Because when they came home, that's how they chose to represent their service.
Well, that's exactly correct. So, folks, here's what we've got. I need, as we close the broadcast out, I want everybody to do this. You go to your phones right now. We've heard from about 800 of you between phones and online. I need to – that's got to be a lot higher, folks, for us to get momentum here. The Freedom From Religion Foundation thinks they're going to produce 17,000 or so comments to the Forestry Service. We're going to do it in a very orderly fashion. You'll be getting an email. But I want you to go to the phones as we start notifying the Forestry Service each day as to where we are on this. You go to your phones right now and you say simply this. I want to sign that letter going to the Forestry Service to stand with the World War II veterans, to stand with the people of Montana, and to stand for with everybody that wants religious freedom. You go to aclj.org or call us right now and let's take a stand here. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. But folks, I need everybody that's listening to go to your phones right now. Let's take a stand, not be intimidated by groups that want to remove religion. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.